بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. استشار فضيلة الشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت هذا الشاكي محمد اختر صاحب نور الله مرقده. ٹائٹل از جی اٹھو گے تم اگر بسمل ہوئے. جی اٹھو گے تم اگر بسمل ہوئے. سینکڑوں ہم سے ملی ان کو نجات, سینکڑوں غم سے ملی ان کو نجات, جو تمہارے درد کے حامل ہوئے, جو تمہارے درد کے حامل ہوئے. سینکڑوں غم سے ملی ان کو نجات, جو تمہارے درد کے حامل ہوئے. تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں, تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں, تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے. تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں, تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے. سینکڑوں غم سے ملی ان کو نجات, جو تمہارے درد کے حامل ہوئے. آپ تک لائی جو موج رنج و غم, آپ تک لائی جو موج رنج و غم, آپ تک لائی جو موج رنج و غم, اس پہ قرباں سینکڑوں ساحل ہوئے, اس پہ قرباں سینکڑوں ساحل ہوئے. تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں, تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے. درد عشق حق بھی تم حاصل کرو, درد عشق حق بھی تم حاصل کرو, درد عشق حق بھی تم حاصل کرو. لاکھ تم عالم ہوئے فاضل ہوئے, لاکھ تم عالم ہوئے فاضل ہوئے. تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے, تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں. یک زمانے صحبت با اولیاء, یک زمانے صحبت با اولیاء, یک زمانے صحبت با اولیاء, جس نے پائی ہے وہی کامل ہوئے, جس نے پائی ہے وہی کامل ہوئے. تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں, تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے. آشنائے درد جانے سوختا, آشنائے درد جانے سوختا, آشنائے درد جانے سوختا, دیکھ کر رندوں میں ہم شامل ہوئے, دیکھ کر رندوں میں ہم شامل ہوئے. دیکھتے ہی دل میرا گھبرا گیا, دیکھتے ہی دل میرا گھبرا گیا. زاہدان خشک جب نازل ہوئے, زاہدان خشک جب نازل ہوئے, اختر بسمل کی تم باتیں سنو, اختر بسمل کی تم باتیں سنو, اختر بسمل کی تم باتیں سنو. کیوں جی اٹھو گے تم اگر بسمل ہوئے,
جی اٹھو گے تم اگر بسمل ہوئے آپ تک لائی جو موج رنج ہم اس پہ قربا سے کہو ساحل ہوئے یک زمانے صحبت با اولیاء جس نے پائی ہے وہی کامل ہوئے سینکڑوں غم سے ملی ان کو نجات جو تمہارے درد کے حامل ہوئے.
جزاکم اللہ.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. Sadaqallahul Mawlana al-Azim. This beautiful poem, may the reality of it and what was in Hazrat's heart, may Allah Ta'ala transfer that into our hearts also. And what a stage, what a high stage Allah had given Hazrat, and that inside thing, may Allah bless us with it also, inshallah. Ji utho getum agar bismil huye. You will become alive if you, when you will become half slaughtered. You will become alive means spiritually. In reality, you will have life in you. Like a person in coma is also alive, but we don't know what kind of a life is that. A person who is in great suffering health-wise, money-wise, he's living, but what kind of a life has he got? A real life. And according to the Quran Sharif, إِذَا دُعِيتُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. When you respond to the Ya ayyuhallazina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirrasul idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. Respond to the call of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when you are called to that action which will give you life, which is jihad. And that is when there is a Islamic khilafat. A person can't make jihad on his own. It has to be the Islamic khilafat from where jihad is made. So when that is there, so that jihad outwardly it looks, now you're going to die, now you're not going to enjoy life, you are leaving your home, you are leaving your family, going on the battlefield, but Allah says that is going to give you life. So that is that jihad which is on the battlefield. Similarly, what will give you real life, when you will make this jihad of the nafs, when your desire to commit sin, to accumulate wealth, to live it up in the dunya, to enjoy in this worldly life, womanizing, all the bad things you want to do, you want all that, but when you give that up, you are slaughtering yourself. Every person has got that, especially at the beginning. Afterward, reality hits you, and then you realize that really these things are just temporary, they are dirty, they are filthy. But at the beginning, they are so beautiful to you, so tempting to you. All haram things, music, sports, women, all these things are tempting to a person. But when you slaughter yourself, you don't do that, that is when you will become alive. When the ayats of jihad were at the beginning, Muslims were not allowed to make jihad. They were on the defensive all the time, and the command was just to make sabr. And there is another very valuable point here. Many of us feel, how long must I make sabr? My problems with my husband, with my wife, with my in-laws, with my parents, my health problems, my wealth problems, my finances. Now, how long must I make sabr? So a person must make sabr. Yeah, to make it easy, a person finds it difficult. I'm so long, I'm still suffering so long. Make your sabr for the pleasure of Allah. Don't make your sabr to come out of your problem. You make your sabr for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. One thing in there, you and realize this, that Allah is going to reward me. No, don't worry to come out of this. Allah will reward me. And Allah will give me my returns in this dunya also. And moreover, the dunya is not the place really for the returns. The place for the returns are the akhirah. So when your eyes are there, it will be the highest, most intense sabr will become easy for you. And you end by the barakat of that, Allah will sort out your program. But don't make your niyat that I'm making sabr, I'm reading wazifas to save myself from the problems, to my finances, my health, my arguments, my fights I've got with people, but solely for the pleasure of Allah's hukam to make sabr on such case. So anyway, at the beginning the Muslims were given the command just to make sabr. And they also wanted to fight back. They wanted to retaliate, but permission wasn't given. And continuously they were asking for permission. Then when the Muslims migrated, made hijrat to Medina Sharif, now an Islamic Khilafat was established. Now was the time for Islamic government, Islamic Khilafat. The laws of Islam now came from the government. And now the law of jihad also came. When that law came, then people who were munafiq, who just were feigning to be Muslims, and they said, why must we suffer? We want to fight. And the people who were weak iman, they saw as though they are going to die. The jihad will go, we lose our wealth, we lose our lives, we lose our comfort, we lose the comforts of dunya. Allah says, no, you fulfill this command of mine. And when you have fulfilled it, and history has proven it, how was the condition of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, muhajirin and ansar, how poor, what difficult conditions they were living in, but after jihad, they became so wealthy. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself says that Abu Huraira used to lie down on the ground because of hunger. People thought you had a fits, and for the treatment of that fits, they used to put the legs on the neck. So that was one treatment at that time. People thought you had the fits, but it was nothing but pure hunger. And today look at yourself, with what fine linen you are cleaning your nose. What wealth Allah Ta'ala had given. So there is a barakat of jihad. But that is when the time, so this jihad also, jihad of the nafs. That when a person, he feels, I go and enjoy myself with women, I'm making big money, living it up in this world, big houses, cars, holidays, lifestyle, brand names, fashion, all these things he feels. But when he sacrifices that, what Allah will give, that inner treasure in this world, and in akhirat what Allah will give. So ji utoge, you will really become alive. Real life will come into you when you will sacrifice, become bismil. Bismil is that fowl which is half slaughtered. And then it jumped and it got out of the hand. Now it's half slaughtered, how it's running around. It's not fully slaughtered that it dies also. And how it is half slaughtered. Like that, when your desires will be there still. But you're slaughtering your desire, you are half slaughtering yourself. That is the time when life will come in you. Sankro gham se mili unko najat. Those people got saved from thousands of difficulties, of hardships. What they were going through, when they got saved from all the difficulties, that arguments, that financial problems, health problems, all these problems which people face, jo tumhare dard ke hamil hue, that person who acquired your love. When you get the love of Allah, then these three things are not even a storm in a teacup. Otherwise, small letters, very small matters, you make a big issue out of it. And you are fighting and you are arguing and your mind, you are fighting in your mind also all the time. You are saying this, that person is saying this, what and what. But when you get the love of Allah, these things just go out of your mind. Everything, all this, thousands of problems of yours will go out if you will get the love of Allah Ta'ala. Tum nahi hasil, to kuch hasil nahi. If you haven't found Allah, you have found nothing. Nothing you got if you haven't found Allah Ta'ala. Tum huye hasil, to sab hasil huye. And if you found Allah, you have found everything. And also unfortunately, people who haven't seen this life, who haven't got an idea, an inkling of this life, they feel that what these people are wasting their time. Time now, freedom in South Africa. Before we were restricted with apartheid, how many things we couldn't do. Now it's time for freedom, business opportunities, woman opportunities, go to resorts, go and booking at lodges, do this, do that. Now it's freedom, enjoy yourself. But these people are wasting their time. Don't they see that they can enjoy now? No, this is all animal instinct. animal just wants to enjoy itself. A person who is a human, he will see what are morals, what are values, what is going to help me for tomorrow, what is going to help me for my old age, what is going to help me for my akhirat. Those are the things. So don't be influenced. Maybe the wife will also say. Even Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, what a great sahabi radiallahu anhu. His wife said, why don't you also apply for governorship, that you also become, you also can enjoy life more comfortable, etc. He said, I've got worry of crossing a valley which is very hard to cross. And the more burden a person carries on him, to cross that valley will be very hard. The more lighter a person is, he'll cross it easily. So the wife will also say, the children will also, family people, in-laws, make money, go, do this work extra, do that. We will go, we will finance you, put up this business. All that will come, but you keep your eyes on Akhirat. So keep your eyes there and get Allah Ta'ala. And once you have found Allah Ta'ala, then ibadat also becomes easy. To stay away from sin, to realize the object of life becomes easy, everything. Aap to tlai, jo moj, ranj, jo gham. All these troubles that brought me to you. Fortunate are those people, everyone faces problems. But everyone doesn't get, it's not fortunate enough that he starts getting up for tahajjud, that he starts making dua, changes his life, realizes that all these problems of mine I've got, whatever type of problems, I must come right myself. And he turns to Allah, he makes dua, he's frequenting the masjid. So the problems brought him to Allah Ta'ala. If the problems wouldn't come, he wouldn't have gone to Allah Ta'ala. So fortunate are those people that these problems brought them to Allah Ta'ala. Ispe purma sekro sahil huye. And I can sacrifice thousands of comforts of this world for the sake of those problems. If I didn't have that problems, I should never have come to you. How many people say that we were far from deen when problem hit us, where doctors suspected some serious problem. Now you turn to Allah Ta'ala. Now if somebody wants to stop your property or your properties, they are going, no rentals are coming, people are vandalizing them. Now you can't sleep at night, you have got worries all the time. You turn to Allah Ta'ala. Then, so the problems brought you to Allah Ta'ala. So those problems are so blessed. Allah made them, and Allah is in control. Allah knows my banda can take so much. Let me put so much on him. And that will bring him to me. Fortunate is that person that Allah, otherwise he wasn't, and as we mentioned before, don't wait for the problems to go to Allah. Go to Allah before time. Then you don't have to go. If you are awake, you don't need an alarm clock. You don't need a wake-up call. But if you are sleeping, you need an alarm clock. Your alarm is to wake you. So don't wait for the alarm of Allah Ta'ala. You wake up yourself. Turn to Allah Ta'ala, then you won't have to go via. You'll go straight to Allah Ta'ala. Dard-e-ishq-e-haq bhi tum haasil karo. Laak tum alim huye, fazil huye. No matter what great alims you became, muftis you became, hafiz, qaris you became, fazil you became, but don't forget this one thing also, to gain the love of Allah. All the masail you learn, all the hadith you learn, the tafsir you learn, but don't forget to learn the love of Allah Ta'ala also. Yak zamane sohbate ba'awliya. And for that, a little while in the company of the true friends of Allah Ta'ala, jisne paahi hai, wahi kamil huye. Who found that, they were the ones who became perfect, who acquired perfection. Fortunate are we that Allah associated us with great, great mashayikh. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, other great mashayikh, and this khanqah is our Shaykh's khanqah. We are very, very fortunate that in this zamana, we had a great, great buzurg like Hazrat. On one occasion when I was introducing Hazrat, Allah put this on my tongue, I didn't think about it and I said it, and Hazrat Mir Sahib told Hazrat, and Hazrat and Mir, Hazrat Mir Sahib, rahimahumullah, were very, very happy that Hazrat was a follower in the time of Maulana Rum rahmatullah. That's 800 years ago. And in the company, Hazrat was an ashik of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah. And then those people thought, made mashura, that our qafla is going to Jannah, that our people who are going to come back, come after 1,000 years, who is going to bring them? And that will be the time of fitness. That will be the time of terrible things, not like that it was 1,000 years ago. It will be our times, yeah, much worse than those times. So they chose Hazrat and left him behind. That you bring all our friends of that time. That you are the person who will understand all. And Hazrat was a, if we use the term, a PhD, as far as what Hazrat used to call the romantic world, which people have fallen in, who are drowned in, Hazrat says, in the romantic world, who are drowned in the Atlantic Ocean. And I pull them out. So Hazrat is taking us. So fortunate are those people who found time in the company of Hazrat, who are associated. And in our silsila, we go through Hazrat to Allah Ta'ala. Jisne paahi hai, wahi kamil huye. Those who found this company of Ahlullah, those people became perfect. Just by kitabs, you cannot, na kitabu se, na wazo se, na zar se paida. Deen hota hai, buzurgo ki nazar se paida. By the company of the man of Allah Ta'ala. Aashnai dard jaan sokhta. Those people who are aware of that life that has given sacrifices for Allah and the pain that it went through. Like Hazrat used to say, about himself, my nature is also very romantic. I get very inclined to women, etc. So for that person to make sacrifice is very great. And to stay 100% pure, a person who got no desire, for him to stay pure is no, for a farishta, for a stone, for a wood, that I got no desire for woman, what is that? But a person who's got strong desire, and he stays away and he stays pure 100%, what a achievement. So those people who are aware of that, dekh kar, rindo mein hum shab, seeing this, we also became part of the great mendicants of Allah, the great servants of Allah Ta'ala, the great pious servants of Allah Ta'ala, we also became part of that. Dekhte hi, dil mera ghabra gaya. Just by seeing, my heart got a shock. Seeing what? Zahidani khush, jab nazil huye. That those people who got no ta'alluq with Ahlullah, who only learned kitabs, and who only are giving bayan, this is halal, this is haram, this is jais, this is najais, but this is right, this is wrong, only that, no connection with Allah. When I saw such people, I got a shock. Because we were brought up, so to say, we were in that environment of the love of Allah Ta'ala. That without that ingredient, there is no life whatsoever. And now we are seeing people without a bit of the love of Allah Ta'ala. They are completely brittle. And a brittle thing breaks very quickly also. Then a person who is wet with the love of Allah, he can take a lot of things. He can be bent 180 degrees, he doesn't break. And another person, just 5 degrees you bend, and he breaks. So this love of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Akhtare bismil ki tum baat suno. Hazrat says, yeah, that I made lot of sacrifices. My desire is lot for women, for all these things of dunya. Hazrat son, Maulana Mazhar sahab, when Hazrat only had him, one person advised Hazrat, make him a doctor, make him an engineer. So Hazrat said, he's my only son. He said, that's why we are saying. Hazrat said, if I had 2 sons, I could still think of making one a doctor. I only got one. And of course, every person will want my son also to become a doctor, lawyer. He earns in my old age. He will look after me. Hopefully, he will care for me. And if he becomes a Maulvi, what is he going to earn? He won't be able to look after himself. What is going to look after me? So, earn a lot of money, etc. Hazrat said, if I had 2 sons, I could still think, I got 1 son, there is no choice for me. I have to make him. So what sacrifice? That a person, everyone wants to make dunya, everyone wants to live it up also, but what a sacrifice Hazrat made. Ji uthoge tum agar bismil huye. You will get life in you when you will make the sacrifices for Allah. And you will slaughter the sacrifices which are there, which Allah has put, zuyyana linnas, hubbu shahawat. Allah has beautified the desire of shahwat, of lust. Hubbu shahawat minan nisa, wal baneen, wal qanatir al muqantara, of man, of children, of amassing wealth, of becoming a rich man. All that Allah has beautified it in a person. But a person who sacrifices and he turns to Allah, that is a person who will get through life. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. in these questions, this person further writes to Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum, Mochi ke paas jhooti wagera durust karwane nahi jata. When I have to fix my shoes, I don't go myself to the shoemaker. Balki kisi bache ko bhej deta ho. I send the child, go, have this, take it to the shoemaker. Tell the shoemaker to fix it up. Ke log kahenge ke nahi jhooti nahi pehnta. That people will see me going with my own shoes to the shoemaker, and usually there in India, Pakistan, the shoemaker is just sitting on the pavement. Now you're a prominent person, wealthy person, you're a big alim. Now you're standing by the shoemaker having your sandals fixed up. And the people are passing who know you. You're the imam of the masjid, you're owner of that big shop, and you standing there, people will say, why can't he buy a new pair of shoes? Or Purani Penta is wearing old shoes, patched shoes, clothes. You take it to the tailor, piece, patch up here, I got a patch, I clothes burnt here, it got torn here, patch it, etc. And the tailor is just sitting on the road somewhere, and the people are seeing. So Hazrat replies, aap ye kaam khud kiya kare. You do this yourself. You go yourself, don't send a child. This is all your pride. Hargiz kisi aur se na le. Don't ever take this work from somebody else. You go yourself, and then this will make your islah. You will get cut down to size. Mahamuli kapre aur joote pehne. Wear simple clothes and simple shoes. Don't try and show off that I'm a big man and I wear brand names. I wear watch. What is this expensive watch? All this very, very expensive. One watch, they've only made about 20 or 30 of them. Into the millions that watch goes in. And so don't worry about the shoes, cycling shoes, 20,000 rand once a pair of cycling shoes. One cycling bicycle, 100,000. Don't worry of all these things here. You just wear simple, ordinary things. Kabhi ghar ke liye aata sabzi khud khareed kar laye. And sometimes go and do the house shopping yourself. Buy potatoes, buy tomatoes, go to it, buy flour, all these things, do it yourself. This will cut you down greatly to size. Ke log aapko ye kaam karta hua dekhe, do it that people see you. Don't hide and do it also. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to sweep the floor of the house, used to help in the cooking, should serve also, help in all these very small things. This is very important, which we feel we just started teaching now. Or even our women folk, alimas, apas, they start teaching, no time for housework. Washing dishes is beyond there, it's not there for them. Sweeping is not for them, the maid must do it. We are alimas, we are apas. For women it's so important to do this, for men when it is there, how much more for women? These are basic duties of the woman. For men, for men also, if they must to do, how much more mustn't the woman do these household chores? And the first duty of a woman, an alima when she graduates, she must know how to make a cup of tea, how to cook, how to run the house, her children, how to change the nappy of the child. All these things she must learn it. Her small little brother's nappy she must change. Under the guidance of her mother, when she will have to change her own children's nappy, she knows how to do it. Otherwise, today's girls don't know how to change a nappy also. They don't know how to make a cup of tea, how to fry an egg, how to boil an egg, they don't know. So this is very, very important, these basic things. Further, the person writes, or agar koi bara mujhe koi achhi nasihat kare, to usko ulta bura bhala kehta hoon, ke bare aaye nasihat karne wale. And if somebody advises me, even a senior person, I retort. I tell him bad words. And I tell him, who are you to tell me? Like some of our friends, you're not my sheikh. Why are you making my Islam? You got no right to make my Islam. Anyone, even for the wife, don't shout, who are you to make my Islam? Who are you to tell me? Anyone tells you? Listen, the Hazrat replies, ye alamat kibar hai. There is a sign that you got pride in you. Kibar ki haqeeqat hai har baat ko qabool na karna aur dusro ko haqeer samajhna. What is pride? That you don't accept the truth and you look down upon other people. So there is open pride that you have got. Jab koi bura bhala kahe, if somebody tells you something which you think is shouting me, bad, he's telling me bad things, bad words, he's bad mouthing me, etc. To khamoshi se sune. Listen silently. What he's saying? Listen properly. Aur soche ke jitna ye mujhko bura keh raha hai. And whatever he's telling me, think about it. What is he telling me? Ke main to isse bhi bura hu. I'm even worse than him. He hasn't even touched the tip of the iceberg. He only knows this little bit of me. But in fact, I know myself. If you are sincere and true, I know myself. I'm much more worse than that also. Agar mere bade aib zahir ho jate, to makhlooq patthar maarti. If my other sins of mine which are hidden, Allah has covered them, if they have to become known also, people would stone me. People would swear me, stone me. Shukar kare ke Allah ne mere aibon ko chupa liya. Make shukar that Allah Ta'ala covered my faults. Aur agar the other question he writes, aur agar mujhe maloom ho jaye ki fula aadmi mujhe nek aur achha nahi samajhta, there is also a common disease that we have. And when I know that somebody doesn't got regard for me, he doesn't regard me as pious, he doesn't regard me as a good man, etc. So mere dil mein us aadmi ki nihayat hi zillat paida ho jate. Then I think very bad and low about that person. Because he is not thinking of me as good, I find fault in him. He is like this and I think very low of that person. We also, those who come and shake hands, kiss our hands, Hazrat, Buzur, these are our top people. And those who criticize us, we don't want to have anything to do. And in our minds we also look down, try and find their faults. We have enmity for them, disregard for them. Aur main bhi uski ghibat wa shikayat shuru kar deta hu. And then he says, I also start backbiting about that person, etc. and complaining about him. The answer, Hazrat writes, apne amal ko yaad kiya kare. And think of your own actions, all what you do, what your condition is. To aisa hi hai, ki agar makhlooq ko maloom ho jaye. And if what think of your evil, what wrong you have done, what your evil is which Allah has covered, think of those things and think that if the creation have to come to know about all this, to log paas na baithe, nobody will even come anywhere near me. Allah Ta'ala ki sattari hai ki mere uyub ko chupa liya. It is only Allah's kindness that He has covered our faults. Even our bodily weakness, like this, a person is out of shape, his stomach, his whole body, but with kurta he's hiding it all away. Nobody can make out really. If the kurta is not there, see how the stomach is hanging. If the back, how the buttocks are so big, he's completely out of shape. And then the body again, the skin and flesh has covered. Well, sometimes you have to take an x-ray of the face, of the chair, of the rubs, the chest. However, that x-ray, you see it, you want to run away. When you see the jaws of your mouth and the teeth, how they look, you, this is me. I look like this and I'll be worse than that in the qabar. And that is still our physical things and our spiritual, the open gunas that we have committed in our lives. And then our pride we got, our jealousy we got, looking down upon people, all that, that is even much more worse, dirty and ugly, much more worse. So think of all that, that if Allah has to open all that, nobody will come anywhere near me. Allah Ta'ala satya ki sattari hai, ki meri uyub ko chupa liya. It is only Allah's kindness that He has covered my faults. Varna ek kya, sare log mujh par thookte. Otherwise, not this one person will think bad of me, all the people will spit on my face. That you, that person, you did this, you are like this. Logo mein burai karne wale ki tarif kya kare, aur salam mein pehel kya kare. Those people who speak bad about you, you praise them. You talk good about them. Those who criticize you, you talk good about them. And you, when you meet them, you make salam first. And this is all the benefit for those who will listen to these advices. But for those of us who write and we don't make amal on the advices, you are nowhere. Doctor gives you the best medicine, most expensive, and very rare and very good medicine, but you don't use it. You put it in a golden case and you praise it, that what medicine doctor gave me, which I'm going to help you. So the same way, what medicine is given, and some of us also, we feel this is too, is simple. This medicine, if doctor gives you a very simple, she tells you something, a very simple thing, do this regularly. you don't take it to mind that after, for example, you do your dental hygiene, you clean your mouth. Dentist, orthodontist tells you, put little bit salt in little warm water and gargle with it. This is too simple. If he tells you to buy some expensive medicine from the chemist, hey, then you appreciate it. But that's all. But that does all the work. That's simple. And most of the things which we need are all easy to get, simple things. But we take it too simple and we don't practice upon it. Treatment for our spiritual diseases also, they are very, very simple. But we don't, it doesn't make sense to us. For most of our spiritual diseases, Tawbah Istighfar is a solution. Durood Sharif is a solution. But we don't do it. That is too simple. It is too straightforward. Everyone is doing this. I want something special. Taweez also, we ask also for special taweez. Not just an ordinary taweez. We all, how many ask for? Even Musa alayhi salam asked special wazifa also. Not wazifa which everyone, Allah said it, La ilaha illallah, which is the most common wazifa, is the greatest wazifa. The whole world one side, and La ilaha illallah one side, this will outweigh the whole world. So apply these few simple, straightforward things what we are told and see the difference. And also in the prescription which is given by Mashayikh, Allah's help is with that prescription. And it's going to work, not because the Shaykh gave it, not because what it is, but Allah's help is with it. It will help. But you do that, what you are told sincerely. Husne Khatima ka Nusha number 9. The last of the 9 prescriptions for a good death. Death on Iman. Allah, last week was about Sadqa, giving charity, which is very, very important. Allah Ta'ala ki muhabbat seekhna hai. And what is the 9th prescription? To learn the love of Allah. Hey, like that, by, for example, in South Africa, really, without exaggeration, there nobody practically, demonstratively speaking, nobody knew there's a thing like the love of Allah. And in fact, when our Shaykh made this great effort, went from town to town, masjid to masjid, house to house, how many places on farm in 8 bayans? Where and where he went, and he just, this was his speaker all the time. Dr. Salman Nadwi, he told Hazrat, that Hazrat, here in South Africa, what I saw, nobody knew anything that they said, that people were dry and brittle. They didn't know anything of the love of Allah. Namaz you make, or zikr you make, or zikr also who should make? Namaz you should make, tilawat, whatever, some bayan, something, but nothing of the love of Allah. You made them wet. You gave them life, the real life. So this is also something to be learned. Aur muhabbat ke aamal ikhtiyar karna hai. And to choose the actions of the love of Allah. That must become a part of you. That you make your zikr with the love of Allah. Make your namaz not as a duty, but in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Your tilawat not as a duty, but in the love of Allah. Love your wife not as a duty, but and not for her love. For Allah's love. If you do it for her love, you will become sorry. Ye dunya dar wafa ki qeemat nahi jante. Those dunya people don't know what is the reward of loyalty. They have got no loyalty. Do it for Allah. And then see how Allah will even turn her heart. But if you do it just for her sake, I'm making love to her, I'll do this for her, I'll do, she must do for me, you'll get disappointed. In most cases, do it for Allah's pleasure. And then see, inshaAllah, what Allah will give you. Whatever we do, even our wazifas, everything, don't read it to come out of the problem. Read it for the pleasure of Allah. And read it in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Sabr also make it in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Aur in dono ka zariya ahle muhabbat walo se muhabbat karna hai. And to get both these things, the love of Allah and the love of the amal, you have to make love with the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. When you will make love with the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, then you will get this love of Allah and the love of these amal. Hadith Nabawi mein irshad hai. It is a proof in the hadith. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wal amal alladhi yuballighuni hubbak. Allah, I ask you of your love. The love of those people who love you, and the love of those actions which will take me to your love, which will give me your love. Hazrat explains on that, Muhabbat-e-Haq or Muhabbat-e-Amal, برائے محبت حق کے درمیان میں اللہ والوں کی محبت کی درخواست کی گئی ہے. لو فار اللہ تعالی اینڈ لو فار دا ایکشنز دیٹ لیڈ اس ٹو دا لو آف اللہ. In between these two, Allah put those two, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dua put it on the sides. And in the middle, he put asking the love of the lovers of Allah ta'ala. Got that picture? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dua, the love of Allah, one side, right side. In the middle, love of the lovers of Allah. And on the other side, the love of the a'mal. So why is this? Because the love of the lovers of Allah is the means by which you're going to get this side connected with the love of Allah, and this side you're going to get connected with the love of the a'mal. That will come in you. So therefore the love of Allah wala is in the middle. They're going to connect you this side to Allah, they're going to connect you this side to Allah, to the a'mal they will connect you. Yani Allah walo ki muhabbat sabab hoga. Un ki sohbat aur mujalisat ka. That is, the love of Allah will become the means for you to go in the company of Ahlullah, to sit in their majlis, etc., to be in their sohbat and their company. Aur mujalisat ka, aur ye sabab hoga, muhabbat-e-haq aur amal-e-saliha ka. And now when you come to the majalis, you will find the love of Allah also is coming in you. You will find the love of the amal also coming into you. And mashallah, how many satis we see, and this is what keeps us ticking, that we see Allah is paying us cash in this dunya already. How many of our friends, mashallah, where ulama, otherwise ulama generally are more dry. Other people still make some ibadat in love, but ulama got too much fall and teal. They got too much of all other things. But how many ulama also are soaked in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Ahle Muhabbat, Su'e Khatima se mahfooz honge. And people who have got the love of Allah, they will be saved from a bad death. Allah will give them a good death. Uski dalil kya hai? Allah Ta'ala ka irshad hai, what is the proof? And when Hazrat used to make bayan, he said, mujhe poochho ki uski dalil ke. Ask me, what is the proof? Don't only say your talks here, ask me what is it. I'll give you the proof. What is the proof? Allah in the Quran Sharif, ye iman walo, jo tum mein se murtad hoga, deen Islam se, those people who will become murtad, Allah save us all, and will turn away from the deen of Islam. To Allah Ta'ala jald, aise qaum paida farmayenge. Then very soon, Allah in return of those who became murtad and went out of the fold of Islam, very soon Allah will bring a nation. Ya may yartad minkum an deenihi. Man is one person. One person became a murtad and went out of the fold of Islam, Allah in return will bring a qaum in return. Not one person in return, a whole qaum, a whole nation Allah will bring in return. يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمْ يُحِبُّهُمْ. جن سے اللہ تعالیٰ محبت فرمائیں گے اور وہ لوگ اللہ سے محبت کریں گے. And that nation which Allah will bring, they will be such people whom Allah will love, and in return they will love Allah تعالیٰ. اپنی محبت کی تقدیم میں اشارہ فرما دیا گیا کہ تمہاری محبت اصل نہیں, ہماری محبت کا عکس اور ذل ہے. And that Allah first mentioned, He is yuhibbuhum, Allah will love them. That the actual original thing, basic thing, fundamental thing is not your love, Allah's love for you. And because He loves you, now you will love Him. When you make namaz, it's not that you making, Allah brought you to make namaz. And when you save yourself from a guna, not that you saved, Allah saved you. So it is actually from Allah. And Allah in His mercy writes it in your account that you made namaz. Allah gave you the topic. You send your son to go and buy something, to go and do some business. You give him the money. You set up his office. You do everything. You send the car for him. You send the manager for him. Everything. He did nothing. He was just what? In between, he was not even an agent, he was nothing. But when the business flourishes, everything, father said, mashallah, what a great business you did, what achievement you did. But he did nothing. All what a person did is nothing from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala ka irtidad ke mujrimeen ke muqable mein اہل محبت کو بیان فرمانا. This that Allah is a point to note here. Allah said, those who become murtad, in return I'll bring a nation who I love and they will love me. Why did Allah decide is murtad to become Allah save us all? And on this side are the lovers and the lover who Allah loves and the lovers of Allah. Why did Allah compare these two? The reason for that, wadi dalil hai ki ye irtidad se mehfooz honge. That the ahle muhabbat, the people of love, they will not be ahle murtad. They won't have irtidad. Love is the thing that will save you from, the love of Allah will save you from becoming a murtad. And in fact, a person who becomes a lover of Allah and the beloved of Allah, Allah won't even let shaitan come near him at the time of mort. So shaitan won't even interfere with you. Your gunas, bad effects also Allah will keep away. Phir ahli muhabbat ki teen alamat bayan farmai. Allah has explained three qualities of the lover of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. The first is, Allah loves them. They are people of love. The first quality. Second, Azillatin alal mu'mineen. They are humble amongst the believers. They don't go around bossing and having a haughty and high-tighty attitude among, humble amongst the believers. Iman walo se apne ko mita kar nihayat tawadu se milte aur kufar par sakht hote hai, and they are hard on the non-believers. How many of us with the non-believers very sweet, and with our own, your secretary, or talking very sweetly with her, she's a white lady, etc., and your one worker, a young Muslim boy, how you treat him, hey, that how that a white customer comes, or some minister down from the mayor's office, somebody comes, and you treat him with so much of respect and love, and Muslim a collector comes, how you treat the collector. So a mu'min, amongst the believers, he's humble and he's kind to them. And with non-believers, he's hard upon them. Second, yujahiduna fi sabilillah wa la yakhafuna lawmata lain. The third, that Allah ki rah, that they strive in the path of Allah. That is, to bring Islam, deen in their lives. Tabligh Jamaat is included, come to Khanqah is included, making our own majalis is included, at home we speaking about deen, wedding occasions, social functions, we telling people somebody's trouser is below his ankle, somebody we can speak to, we don't just let it pass by, we tell him in a nice way, or at least we make dua. Somebody not keeping a beard, we at least make dua for the person. This effort continuously they are making. وَلَا يَخَافُونَ فِي اللَّهِ لَوْمَةَ لَعِينَ. And they don't have any fear in this path of Allah for any person. Hey, their house, according to sunnah, sit down and eating, they don't shy away from it. They go to a wedding, there is a place to sit down, there are tables also. You when sit down, you don't shy away from it. You're not shy of your beard. Your woman is not shy of a burqa, a niqab, a parda. She says, please, make arrangements here. Man must move out from here. Would a woman have to go from here? You don't shy away. And you make effort of deen on your children, on your family, in your community, whichever type of correct effort, you take part in all that. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ. All this is the kindness of Allah. Is ayat mein Allah Ta'ala ne bandon ko fanaiyat aur abdiyat ki ta'aleem di hai. In this ayat, Allah has taught people to be humble. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, those who curse and those who are siddiq, the two can never be together. You can never reconcile. A person who is hard-hearted, who curses, fault finder, and a person who is a siddiq, a wali of Allah. No, a person who is a wali of Allah is soft-hearted, is kind. Check how we are with our wives. Check how we are with our workers, etc. Whether we are swearing the whole day, whether we are barking like dogs the whole day. What is our condition? Ke muhabbat ki mazkura ni'amatu jinko ata ho, wo apna kamal na samjhe. And when you got these qualities of humility, kindness, etc., don't think it's my achievement. Don't think I did it. Balke hamara fazal samjhe. It's Allah's kindness that we gave you. Otherwise, where you and this humility, this kindness, humbleness that you got is not your achievement. Allah Ta'ala granted it. Hadrat Hakim ul-Ummah Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi ne bayan ul-Quran ke masail suluk mein farmaya hai. Hadrat Thanvi explained this. فَإِنَّ بَعْضُ الْمُغْتَرِّينَ مِنَ الصُّوفِيَّةِ وَالسَّالِكِينَ. Some people, who are Sufis and who are striving in the path of Allah Ta'ala, Muridin, etc. يُنْسِبُونَ كَمَالَاتِهِمْ إِلَى مُجَاهَدَاتِهِمْ. They attribute their achievements to their mujahada. We made lot of mujahada, that is how we became humble. We did this, we did that, we made lot of zikr, we did this. No, don't do that. وَهَذَا عَيْنُ الْكُفْرَانِ That is actual unappreciativeness of Allah. Allah gave it to you, somebody gives you 2,000 rand, you can tell somebody else, Jazakallah. Allah gave you these qualities, you tell yourself, you or I did something. Allah gave you, not somebody else. کیونکہ حق تعالیٰ کی عظمت غیر محدود ہے اور اس کی حقوق بھی غیر محدود ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ, there are no limits to any of his qualities. Allah is unlimited, his qualities are unlimited. بس ہماری کوئی مجاہدہ خواہ کتنا ہی عظیم الشان ہو, وہ محدود اور ناقص ہوگا. No matter how great we make efforts to save ourselves from guna, to be regular with our zikr, to be with our fajr, to make our tahajjud regularly, no matter what we do in front of Allah, it is nothing. It's not even like a fly sitting on the horn of a bull. It is absolutely nothing. Or wajibul istighfar, our whatever we do is compulsory, we make tawbah for that. Our namazes, we have to ask maafi for that. Our zikr, we have to ask maafi for that. Whatever we do, we have to ask for maafi. Or naqis par tamarat ka ata hona aqlan bhi mehz fazal hai. And on things, you did your work for your boss and you spoiled the job, and then that boss still pays you for it, it's only his kindness. We made namaz for Allah and we spoiled the namaz, and Allah still accepts it and pays us for it. It's nothing but the kindness of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever we did it wrongly. Not only incomplete, but wrongly. علم عجیب حتی اللہ کا ارشاد ہے کہ سلاطین جب کسی بستی میں داخل ہوتے تو اس کے معزز لوگوں کو ذلیل کر دیتے ہیں. اللہ تعالیٰ says when the kings when they conquer a country tree, then all the ministers, the big shots, they put them in jail and they humiliate them, because these people mustn't fight us back again. They know how to run the government, etc. So all the big chaudhry, the big people, they jail them. جس کے قلب کی بستی میں اپنا نور ہاتھ سے خاص داخل کرتے ہیں, اینڈ دین اللہ دیٹ وے دے کنٹرول دے. سو اللہ آلسو وین ہی کنکرز یور ہارٹ, وین اللہ لوز یو, دین آل دا بگ چودھریز, آل دا بگ شاٹس آف پرائڈ, جیلسی, وومنائزنگ, گیمبلنگ, آل دس ایولز, اللہ پٹس دیم ان جیل. ناؤ دس از مائی لینڈ, آئی کنکر دس لینڈ. ناؤ دیز پیپل مسٹنٹ کم بیک اگین and rule over this land again. This is my land which I have conquered, and all these opposition, shirk, kufr, bid'at, all rum'ah, sam'ah, waruyah, doing things for name, shame, for name, fame, all that Allah puts them out. Allah kills them or puts them in jail. تو اس کے قلب کی تکبر اور عجب کی چودھریوں کو فنا کر دیتے ہیں. بس تعلق میں اللہ کے لیے فنایت لازم ہے. And to have this تعلق with Allah Ta'ala and this true love is humility. That is what it is, that a person becomes humble in front of Allah. And the test of the practice of the humility is in front of the chef. That a person, at least in front of his chef, which is very easy to be humble, that is the practice of it. The test of it is in front of the wife. The test of it is in front of the children, that how you treat them. The practice of it is by the sheikh you practice to become humble. And your gauge, how much have I now become humbleness, don't test it by the sheikh. You're going to put the sheikh's shoes straight, you're going to say Hazrat, you're going to act, I am nothing, I'm that. Don't put your marks there. Put your marks in front of the wife. There, what is your condition? In front of your workers, with your friends, with your subordinates, with your juniors there. Not with your seniors. In front of your seniors, you become humble. This pride and anger are very shrewd. They only come out in front of juniors, not in front of seniors. No matter what anger you got, and somebody, a policeman comes, a military man comes, there you just humble yourself immediately. How you change and where that anger went, only Allah knows. So may Allah give us these realities, inshallah. Next kitab was very interesting, the story of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayh. If Allah wishes, we'll carry on, inshallah. Two boys wanted to become the Asadiyya. come in front. You are from Malaysia. MashaAllah. Allah's fazal, how many of our majalis are carrying on in Malaysia, MashaAllah. That is for, not only for barakah, for our islah. That is the main thing. And to gain the love of Allah. For that few things as students which you must do, is always dressed like Islamic dress, even in holidays, everywhere, when you're traveling also. And then read Quran Sharif daily. It's in your syllabus, so read your Quran Sharif daily. Holidays also read Quran. Be regular with your namaz. Then in the morning when we make zikr, come and join in the zikr program every day. And then keep on meeting and contacting. You've got any questions, then you must ask your questions, inshallah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم ومن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخاله وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirat, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with jama'at in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be always conscious of my islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiya and Naqshbandiya and Qadariya and Suharwardiya. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bay'at. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic Imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on Imani Kamil, on Kalima-i Shahadat, wat afiyat, izzat, rahat, salamati and aman. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannah with all the righteous and pious.
Thank you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, an important announcement is from next week on the Laylatul Thulatha program. It is a Tuesday night program. Will be taking place after the Maghrib Salah. So the Majlis time will be changing. So after the Maghrib Salah, from Maghrib to Isha Salah, the Majlis will take place. And inshallah, next weekend on Yawmul Jumu'ah and Yawmul Sabt, Friday and Saturday, will be our Islahi Jalsa in Indonesia. I will request for all the brothers to participate. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم كن لنا وجعلنا لك. اللهم كن لنا وجعلنا لك. اللهم كن لنا وجعلنا لك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح على أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.